This is the Greatness Everyday Podcast, and you're listening to the audio from our latest series on our YouTube channel as we upload a video every day this month. I hope you enjoy it and find tons of value in it. Hi, it's Matt here from Greatness Every Day, where we help real people live great lives. So if that's what you're into, please hit the subscribe button and tap the bell to be notified when a new video comes out. In today's video, I wanted to give you some tips on how you can wake up early every day, because I believe that when this happens, you are more productive, you have more energy, and you just feel better. I'll give you 6 tips that I've used to wake up earlier, and if you can think of any others, please go ahead and let me know in the comments below. The first tip is to wake up at the same time every day, because our bodies have a natural schedule that they like to follow, and that's called our circadian rhythm. Having the same wake-up time reinforces that your body stays in this rhythm, and I know that I'm doing well when I wake up on my own and I feel rested. I personally like to wake up at 6 a.m. because that gives me the time to do my morning routine, which I'd love to talk about in another video, and I'm usually rising with the sunrise. But I definitely recommend that you go ahead and think about what time your first commitment of the day is at, and then schedule a wake-up time up to maybe 2 hours earlier. The second tip is to set an alarm clock on the other side of your bedroom. I charge my phone at night, set my alarm, and flip it over so it won't light up my room during the night. Do your best not to use the snooze button and choose your alarm sound wisely. There's nothing worse than having an alarm screaming at you first thing in the morning, so choose one that gets gradually louder the longer that it rings. Whenever the alarm does go, I get out of bed and walk to the other side of the room and turn it off, although, like I said before, I usually wake up naturally a few minutes before the alarm goes off when I'm feeling rested and in a good routine. The third tip is to sleep in a cool, dark room. Most people that struggle with sleep quality don't factor in the physical environment that they're sleeping in. Your room should be dark. There shouldn't be any lights from devices, streams of light coming in from outside your room, and the room should be cool. We all have different preferences when it comes to sleeping conditions, I know that, but I encourage you to try to make your room cool and dark and see how that affects your sleep quality, and then in turn, your ability to wake up earlier. The fourth tip is to see the light. And what I mean by that is after you wake up, don't crawl back into bed. Open your curtains, turn on a light, or go outside. Light, whether natural or artificial, decreases melatonin production in your brain, so it therefore wakes you up. And this is the same reason that you might struggle to sleep if you're on your phone before going to bed. I always find it much easier to wake up if I open my room up and I let the light in. The fifth tip is to exercise, and to exercise a lot. It doesn't have to be high intensity all of the time, but you've got to do something consistently. I love waking up and going for a run or sneaking a workout in first thing in the morning. It helps me stay motivated, gives me more energy throughout my day, and definitely helps me sleep better. And if you want to wake up early, you've got to sleep better. The sixth tip is to give it some time. Some people might be able to adjust to waking up early after a week, but for some others, it might take much longer. I recommend people give up to a month of consistent effort before they decide if it's working for them or not. Some people consider rising early in the morning a habit, but I consider it more of a lifestyle, and those people that do it will understand why. So these are the 6 tips that I've used to wake up earlier. If you can think of any others, please let me know in the comments below. If you like this video, please click the thumbs up button, subscribe to our channel, and follow us on Instagram for daily inspiration and encouragement to live a great life. I know you'll love it there. You can also visit our website at www.greatnesseveryday.online. And I want to say thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.